Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce, and in the studio with me today is Ryan Chan, General Manager of Babbitt Ford. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Julie. Thank you so much for taking the time to have me here with you guys.
Absolutely. So let's let our listeners know a little bit about your background in the automotive industry.
Sure. The auto industry started for me in 2006, so I've been participating for quite some time, have been up here with Babbitt Ford about for the last decade, when myself and my children and my wife had moved up here. Babbitt Ford is a dealership that's owned by my uncle, Alan Chan, which many of the locals know.
Yes.
And for years, we've kind of worked together alongside in the Ford business, and it was time for me to make our families move up here.
I love it.
We are glad to be here, and we love Flagstaff. We were born and raised in Kingman, so very close.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, before the show, Ryan, we were talking about Babbitt Ford being Arizona's very first Ford dealership. I don't know if anybody really knew that. That is such an accolade.
Oh, it's such an awesome leg to stand on. We have been here since 1912. That's Arizona's first Ford dealership. So we've been representing for years and years. And it started with E.D. Babbitt, which then went to Jim Babbitt, who was partners with my uncle, Alan, who has been there for going on the last 35, 40 years or so.
How does that legacy shape your business? People must talk to you about that, and you have people that have lived in the region and their relatives and their kids all consistently using Babbitt Ford.
You know, we really love to be able to proudly say, hey, we have served generations of families.
That's beautiful.
It is just fantastic that I have met grandparents, children, grandchildren that we have sold three generations of family to, and we have serviced three generations of family. So it's very fulfilling that we can watch our community grow.
Yeah. And help us along. I've always thought that every single person listening to the show should try a Flagstaff auto dealer first before just exiting to Phoenix, because A, it's a long way away. B, local dealers really want to take care of you too, and they deserve your business. And Ryan, at the Greater Flagstaff Chamber, we have a shop local program. I mean, it is really so integral for locals to think about us first. How do you capitalize on that?
Well, I think at the end of the day, we love supporting the local business. It's just for the reason of we live here, we shop here. You're going to be able to see us in the store. We work in the store every single day. We interact with our customers. We're non-corporate owned. It's a big deal in the auto industry these days. So many of the OEM brands are corporate owned, and you can say, hey, we live here, we work here, we support our community, and you know, we ask for the same.
I couldn't agree more. I don't really know how to ask this question. I just have to say the Ford brand is like steel. It's so big and so good and has longevity. The Ford F-150, I think kind of everybody knows that that is the truck and has been, but I'm sure there's been a lot of new wonderful products too. But to be a Ford dealership really is a testimony to what that company also believed in. And that is manufacturing in America, correct?
Yes, and I have a couple great things to say about that. F-150 is our cornerstone. It's Ford's cornerstone. 48 years of America's best-selling truck. And if that doesn't say something, I don't know what possibly could.
Oh my God.
So we're very proud to represent the F-150. The other, you know, huge benefit, you know, we're talking about tariffs. Well, of all the domestic brands, Ford produces 80% of their vehicles stateside in the United States, and that is greater than any domestic brand.
As a company,
they are very supportive of America. In fact, our recent campaign was From America for America, and Ford has done an excellent job in supporting America.
Perfect. What a great story. Well, of course, we talked about the F-150, Super Duty trucks, the craze over the Broncos. You must have absolutely loved that, because I wanted to go get a Bronco, and people looked at me like I was crazy, because of course there weren't any. Well, what's it like now? I just love all the different colors, and they're two-tone and still so uber popular.
It has been fantastic. I feel like the Bronco was made for our locality.
Now, why is that?
We are pretty fortunate just in northern Arizona that we have so much trail access. Sedona, some of the best trails in the world, so close to us. The Bronco is made for off-road adventure. It has been one of the best products Ford has brought back. We are so happy that that's in our lineup, and especially and selfishly for northern Arizona, because it is a wonderful vehicle for northern Arizona.
Exactly. Northern Arizona. And I know that through the years, knowing your Uncle Alan, he has always talked about the service department and how it's very close to his heart to be accurate and timely, and somebody comes in and they're done and they don't have to ever come back. What would you like to say about getting your repairs done in time and the right way the first time? Because that doesn't always happen. You have to go back sometimes to other places.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, we strive for fix it right the first time, your first visit. Although we do have some procedure and protocol when we're working with a manufacturer's warranty as far as, you know, when we can replace something and when something's recommended to. But we absolutely strive for fix it right the first time and, you know, get the customer back on the road in their vehicle in a timely manner.
And it just means so much because it is such an inconvenience when something unexpected happens and it just is so disruptive to your life. We've talked about the brand and that Babbitt Ford is Arizona's first Ford dealership all the way back to 1912. How about employees? How has that shifted or sifted through the years? Do you have people that have stayed around for a while just because of loyalty and the greatness of the brand Ford and the greatness of the ownerships?
You know, it's another one of those topics that we're very proud and very prideful. I feel like we have some very long tenured employees. I mean, currently we have multiple 20 and 30 plus year employees. We've actually recently retired some of our 30 plus year employees, and it's very fulfilling that we can support Flagstaff. We're one of the largest automotive retail facilities, so we produce a lot of jobs, and it feels good to be able to support our community in that way. As the customers that purchase from us, we also have generational workers. So I just can't express that when we've had, you know, technicians where maybe their son is coming in next and working in behind them. And I just think that's fantastic that they're pursuing something like that.
I couldn't agree more. I hold that very close to my heart, and I'm so proud of you to be in your uncle's footsteps and in the position you're in. It just must be heartwarming for you too to keep it in the family. I'm very proud of you that that was an option that was offered and you took it up. How about any events coming up? You pay what we pay event, and what is that all about?
Yes. So that was a recent event that Ford had put on, and basically it came into play when the tariffs talk started occurring. And basically what that was is Ford offered employee pricing for all.
I remember.
So that was across the board. Mm-hmm. It was a you pay what we pay. So it was a wonderful message. If anything, it did a tremendous job selling a lot of inventory. We're running pretty low on quite a few different model lines. It was a great event. It was in support of America. And it goes and ties back to that from America for America. So truthfully, it was one of the best events we've had in many years. We had some incredible support from Ford Motor Company, and then locally too.
It's so cool because I think those of us outside of the industry don't really know what you pay, what we pay means, and or the discount off the sticker or the employee pricing. It's always been a mystery, but it's obviously not anymore since that was a nationwide campaign. Giving back, I believe too, at a time when maybe there were some questions about who should we buy from and what should we buy. That stood out so strongly, and we appreciate that that was for all of America. And I'd just like to, we don't have much time left. We're speaking with Ryan Chan, general manager of Babbitt Ford at the corner of, what is it?
We are at 11 North Verde, right in downtown Flagstaff.
Verde and Route 66. What's coming up? What are some of the cool new cars, and what are you excited about, cars versus trucks?
Sure. You know, some of the biggest excitement in recent years has really been around the Bronco. And when we take a look back, it's been, gosh dang, I think we launched in 21, so we're quite a few years in. Another wonderful vehicle that's been really good for Northern Arizona is the little Maverick pickup. It's very affordable. It's very economical. It's a four-door tiny truck. This is smaller than the Ranger. So it has been a great piece of merchandise. It's a very good price point. So you can get in, maybe you're just starting in your entry level into the Ford brand. Well, this is a way to get into the brand. And maybe the next time you'll jump up to an F-150 or a Super Duty or an Expedition. All of those are really wonderful sellers for us up here.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ryan, what about the Mustang?
The Mustang.
The Mustang.
Of course. That is our only car left. Man, the power of them is absolutely incredible. Some of the stock vehicles that you can get these days with the performance is absolutely incredible. It will throw your head back into the seat.
Oh my gosh. I don't need that, but I can understand, you know, that it has a long legacy and reputation of just America's vehicle.
Yes. Another great add-on that they've added to the Mustang line is called the Mustang Mach-E, which is one of our electric vehicles, which is really taking a good grip on the market. Electric isn't for everybody, but it does work wonderful for a lot of people under the right circumstances. So the Mustang Mach-E has been another really good addition to the Ford product line.
Perfect. I wouldn't have been able to sleep if we didn't talk about the Mustang.
Yeah.
Ryan, we have to go, but what else did we forget? And what if I want to look at a new truck? Do I have to sell my car myself, or will you talk to me about trading it in? What does a dealership do for us?
So we can do it all. If you just want to sell us your car, we buy cars. You don't have to buy one from us. Of course, most of the time people are trading and swapping into something different. But certainly if you want to sell or just buy, we offer everything in regards to that.
And trade-ins are great.
Trade-ins are great. We definitely look at all brands, all makes, all models. We are open to any options. Come down and see us right in downtown Flagstaff, 11 North Verde. You can reach us online all the time at BabbittFord.com.
Those F-150s, I tell you, they never quit. I think there's a reason they're like the number one truck in America, because people use them and sell them, and they use them and sell them. They're one of the best investments for reliability, usability. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's a fantastic vehicle. It's also one of our best pre-owned selling vehicles as well as the pre-owned F-150. There are so many in America. I think that just proves the point. In the 48 years of the best-selling truck, proves the point that that is the best full-size truck available.
And they're still around. Well, thank you, Ryan, so much. Keep doing what you're doing. We're happy that your family chose here from Kingman and that you're keeping the family legacy going with Uncle Alan Chan. And we're just really glad you made time for Chamber Business Buzz.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much. And we are very proud to be here. And I'll just say one last thing is we have so many wonderful people at the dealership, and it's our people that make our place. And we are all there and we're proud to represent.
Thank you. That's perfect.
Thank you.
I love that sentiment. And this is Julie Pastrick, president of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber, signing off for today's show. And I'll see you next time on the radio. You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.